Hello, you're listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk with innovators who are figuring out how to better feed the world. My name's Petrolano Ali. The onion has been part of the human diet for more than 7,000 years. That's a long time, right? But it's not just for eating. Onions have been used as currency and even exchanged as a gift. Bacterial diseases are the most significant threat to their production. Despite considerable effort to control these diseases with chemicals, farmers still lose a lot of onions. Kim Yang-tho is a doctoral student in the Department of Plant, Soil and Microbial Sciences at Michigan State University. He is studying the source of bacterial pathogens in onions to find strategies to better manage diseases. He spoke with Ali Hussein, a reporter for The Food Fix.
Hi, Kim, and welcome to The Food Fix.
Hi, it's my pleasure to be here.
You had a very interesting research topic around onions. It's the first time we are doing an interview with somebody who is doing research on onions. What inspired you to do this research?
First of all, vegetable is one of the most important crops that we use every day for foods. In both the United States and back at home in Cambodia, we have big vegetable production. Onions, of course, is a part of vegetable. And in Michigan, we have a very huge production, about almost 100 million pounds per year. And back in Cambodia, the production is much smaller, but it's very important for smallholder farmers that they grow for food and for their cash crop, especially during a dry season. One of the most important problem about onion production is disease. In here in Michigan, we since 2012, we have very big problem of a bacterial disease, and there are some fields that they could not harvest any onions. This disease also could prolong in the storage, and then if the farmer would have very high incident at field and then keep some onion bulb in their storage, some of the company, they might not agree with the deal, and it would be or consider as, you know, the terrible losses for processing that is very much cheaper as compared to fresh consumption. So it's the reason why that I picked this topic and then find out what would be the real problem, what kind of pathogens that could cause the disease at field in here in Michigan, and also later on find out some basic research and apply research to help address those issues.
What are the worst bacterial diseases in onions?
It could be vary based on different location. For example, like in the United States, they would have different species that could cause different diseases in onion. And for Michigan, we have three important species that we have just found out in recent year. And all of them were new disease to the state. And since 2012, we have our lab have been scouted the field every summer. And we try to find like incidents of the disease at field, the symptoms appear at field, and then brought those sample and identify and collect many type of bacterial species and strain. So at the moment, we have more than 600 or 700 bacterial strain already. And among them, we have three important bacterial species: Pentoea agglomerans, Pentoea ananitis, and another one is Enterobacter carinii. And these three bacterial pathogens could cause bacterial leaf blight during a growing season. The bacteria also could move further into the neck and into the bulb and could cause a bulb rot. And if the incidence is very high, as I mentioned previously, it would be very destructive during storage.
So how do you detect a useful bacteria from a harmful one?
First of all, we need to find the plant sample with disease symptoms that we suspect to be caused by bacterial disease. And then we isolate them, and then we identify them by using biochemical and molecular, which is like the sequencing of their DNA. And then we could identify what species bacterial were isolated. And then we could test their virulence on onion plants. So if they could cause disease, that could cause blight and rot of onion leaves, rot of bulb, and then it's the pathogenic. On the other hand, if the bacteria that we try to test the virulence and they did not cause any disease, it could be just, you know, like environmental strain, free living, or perhaps some of them could be beneficial to plants. So it's how we distinguish between those two groups.
Kim, where do you do your research?
I have part of my research here in the campus in Michigan. And most of the time, I spend my time going to onion fields during season, like every 2 weeks. And then we talk to farmer, we scout for disease, and we brought in the sample, we isolate and we identify, and then we send back the information to farmer. And also my laboratory in the greenhouse and grow chamber. And another part of my research will be in the field in Cambodia.
What should a farmer do to reduce the chances of the crop being infected by the bacteria?
There are many, many different methods, and we call them as like integrated approach or integrated disease control. So first of all, the cheaper method would be through selecting a less susceptible cultivar or resistant cultivar. It's very low cost. And if that method is available, I would advise farmer to pick first. Of course, selecting cultivar would be challenging because there could be because of different reasons like price, quality, you know, taste of the produce itself. But if it's available to the place where the disease is very, very concentrated, it's very, very destructive, I think it would be the first option that farmer choose. And secondly, about the cultural practice, farmer could, you know, like find out a suitable cropping practices like crop rotation to make sure that we give the pathogen a break, not to continuously develop from one season to another, and then the accumulation of their population would be going up. So if we have a crop rotation, it would help population going down. And also like spacing to make sure that we have good light penetration to reduce the humidity inside the canopy, and then also could reduce the speed of the infection. And could be biological control, that they use a good organism, and many of them are available commercially that farmers just buy it and apply. Also could be through chemical approach that they could have a different bactericide, fungicide, or nematicide to spray in field or apply as a soil amendment, or could be incorporate with drip irrigation. So it's just a different type of chemicals and different type of application method that we could apply. And during storage, they also could apply good management practice. So to make sure that their storage would be clean, good air, ventilation, temperature need to be very, very minimal, or try to avoid temperature range that are very suitable for the disease development. So different crops, different pathogens would have a different optimal condition for them. So it really, really recommended to avoid all of them.
What is the role of soil temperature in controlling the bacteria?
My bacterial species, they are like foliar disease. So soil temperature might not be a big concern. But some bacterial species, they are soil-borne disease that they infect roots, you know, like where they or their habitat is very well associated with soil. So I think soil temperature also could be one of the parameters for the disease spread or disease infection in the field. For example, like bacterial wilt that caused by Ralstonia salana shroom, they usually infect from the roots and then going up into xylem vessel and block out water movement. So the plants become wilt. And then if the disease is so high or they are too much population in the xylem, and then it would completely clog the water movement and plant would die. So in this case, I think a bit warmer temperature would be very useful for the disease infection. And then as part of the control, there are some bacterial disease in the soil that are not very, very tolerant to very high temperature, so they can use like solarization, like they put the cover plastic on the soil to promote temperature inside. So when the temperature increases so high, they also could reduce the population in the soil as well.
What is the role of plant nutrition in controlling the bacteria in onions?
I think it's also very important because first of all, if you want the disease to have very minimal effect on plants, you need to have the plants that are very strong, right, very healthy. So enough nutrients or recommended nutrient would be suggested for the farmer. So not so low that make the plants very weak, that make them become very susceptible to the bacterial infection. And on the other hand, if you apply too much fertilizer, and then for example like nitrogen, there are a lot of research that prove that too much application of nitrogen, it causes the plant's tissue become favorable, like very young, very vigorous. The structure are not so strong to prevent the spread of the disease. We have to make sure that the nutrients or fertilizer application is up to the minimal, not lower or not too much.
Is there an appropriate time to harvest the onions to avoid the bacterial infection?
As I mentioned, like there are different type of onions and different type of cultivars, and then the date of maturity would be also different. Some onions require only 4 months, some up to 150 days, and some would be 170 days. So usually in cultural practice, they focus much more on like to the time that they can get the best yield, the best quality of the onion plants. But of course, if harvest the onion plant earlier where the leaf or the bulb are not mature enough, there would be more humidity in the bulb and neck without any like sufficient time for curing, for drying out in the field, and then farmer suddenly collect and then store them, I think it would be very, very susceptible to the disease infection. My suggestion is that usually for bacterial control, harvesting time may not be, you know, very important as compared to the time for the bulb mature enough. Usually they just focus more on when that they could harvest onion from the field to make them have a good maturity and dry enough, better yield and better quality.
In your research so far, what have you discovered?
This bacterial species are relatively new in Michigan, so we found and we also published a new first disease report of one bacterial disease in onion in Michigan. That's number one. And number two, we try to develop research that are more applied, mainly with the epidemiology aspect, as I mentioned, like the effect of environmental factor and the plant developing stage on the disease infection, like temperature, different range of temperature, different range of humidity, and different range of plant age with the against the disease infection. By doing so, we could find a regression equation would be very useful for the disease prediction. For example, like humidity and temperature, we can suggest farmer when to spray, as well as for the plant age. The onion plant are more susceptible to disease, but there are some are not very susceptible to disease. By doing so, we could help farmer reduce the application, like spray when it's necessary and do not spray when there is no need for that. And then it could help reduce the cost because they reduce the number of application and also reduce the problem of pest residual in crops, and also the resistance of the bacteria to the bactericide that they spray. That's part one. And then part two, we identified some less susceptible cultivar that would be very useful and very fast approach that we can just spend two time of trials, and then we could suggest farmer like what cultivar they could plant in their field to reduce the disease infection.
When you work in the field for your research, what kind of challenges do you face?
In Michigan, I think first of all, we have very, very big landscape. So traveling from one field to another, it's also a challenge. And communication. I'm a foreigner, and then there would be a learning curve, you know, like communication, how to have a very effective communication with farmer and other extension worker. If we compare to the challenge back at home in Cambodia, we have a very different issue that over there they are not very, very mechanized farming system. There could be on and off cropping system, and it's very hard to approach farmer to find the best time. They could change one crop to another, and they had very limited capital that a lot of extension workers have been very frustrated that we could find out good agricultural practices, and then they could not adapt everything because they do not have enough money to access all of the inputs. And then marketing issue also a problem over there, that it's very less structure as compared to here in Michigan. They have already contract every time that farmer produce, if it's high quality, made to the standard, for sure that they already have the market for that. But in Cambodia, it's very fragmented, you know, discourage farmer to adapt high technology, and then there are still a lot of optimization, you know, between the research part, extension part, and farmer, and then market.
What are the implications of your research in improving onion productivity in developing countries?
What I'm testing now about my onion is I brought onion cultivar from different places around the world, from the United States, Australia, some from West Africa, Taiwan. And then those cultivar have been reported doing very, very good in a dry condition, sandy soil. It would help farmer at the moment that they do not have, many of them, that they do not have a very well-equipped irrigation system or climate change issue and disease issue as well. So identify that cultivar would be a very, very essential, like what type of cultivar that doing best in this condition at the moment, and then what would be the most effective way to have those cultivars available to the farmer to help address this issue. Some cultivars could work quite well in some region of the world, and some cultivars would better in other region of the world. So it's kind of ongoing approach, optimization approach, that research could play an important role to help address farmer issue.
What are the next steps in your research?
Yeah, my next step is to go back home to Cambodia. I will have one trial over there in three different locations to make sure that the result is robust across different locations, different soil type. Then I will bring in 18 cultivars collecting from different parts of the world, and then test over there, one at research station of the university, one with farmer, and another one in another research field of one research institution. By doing so, I hope we eventually could identify what good cultivars that are suitable to the climate in Cambodia and what cultivars that could work better in controlling diseases.
Thank you very much, Kim. It was very nice knowing about your research on onions.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Kim Yang Tho is a doctoral student in the Department of Plant, Soil and Microbial Sciences at Michigan State University. He is also a Bolog Higher Education for Agricultural Research and Development scholar from Cambodia, and he's been talking to our reporter Ali Hussein about his research on pathogens in onions. Did you know that onions were once used as currency? Well, that's something surprising, right? You can email us with questions and comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. And that's it from me, Petrolano Ali, on this episode of The Food Fix. It's produced by the Translational Scholars Program at Michigan State University. Funding for The Food Fix is provided by the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID. Our theme music is a song, Watching My Garden Grow, by two of our favorite Michigan artists, Lindsay Liu and Josh Rilko. Thank you for listening and have a great day.